incredible. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alone at last.
I made your favorite.
Fried chicken.
No.
Hamburgers?
No, your favorite, Pee-wee.
Cheese sandwich.
No.
I know, turkey a la king.
No.
Vegetarian plate.
No.
Shepherd pie?
No.
Olive loaf.
No.
Can't think of anything else.
I give up.
It's egg salad, darling.
Egg salad, my favorite. Egg salad-y.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, egg salad-y. That's the all-caller show.
Yes, sir!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, boy.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Yeah. How about you, Meredith Vera?
Breastfeeding, it's not just for moms anymore.
Man, you know what I say, honey.
We've heard for years that the breast is best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that Donald Trump tape? Hold on a second. Where's Donald Trump?
Things will go on. Life will go on. Rosie will probably get a show of some kind. It'll go on. It'll start strong, and then it'll fail. And that's the way it is, because Rosie will always fail ultimately.
Debbie Matenopoulos, Star Jones was a hippopotamus, lost all of that weight and denied her tummy tuck. Where did Lucy Liu go? That's actually Lisa Ling that I'm thinking of. The View can't seem to keep a steady lineup on that show. Rosie was finally fired. Barbara Walters denies it. Donald Trump is excited. Rosie was finally fired. Maybe she'll be hired as the Price is Right host.
Rosie is a loser. I told you many times this was going to happen. She self-destructs all the time. I find her to be a very unattractive person. I mean, both inside and out. Actually, inside, she's less attractive than she is outside, and that's tough.
The Trumpster.
He will not stop. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do you know who I am?
Let's go back to the all-caller show. This sounds like a soundboard with Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Is this you, Fred?
Yeah.
You like touching kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else on that soundboard?
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Wonderful horns.
You like horns?
Do you have ways of showing you're angry?
Are you a horn doggy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, I have lots of ways of showing that I'm angry.
The important thing to remember is that there are many things we can do when we're feeling angry or sad or happy. Many things that don't hurt ourselves or anybody else.
Do you have a funny tape among these tapes?
Furry and Brown.
Furry and Brown, that's a funny one.
Furry and Brown.
You find the cat. Furry and Brown.
Furry and Brown, an old morning team.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I'm Furry.
I'm Brown.
Hello.
They were great.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, I think I got a reason why they didn't send Paula over to Africa.
Yeah.
And looking at her condition, they might have accidentally put her on one of those death carts with a guy ringing a bell. Bring out your dad.
Okay. Yeah, when it's the pre-rehearsed comedy, that's when it's hard to take.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
It's the Don and Mike All Missner Show. Hello, radio hosts, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm great. What came upon you two to give up all hope of decent show with this new concept? Go!
We just thought it would be nice to give you people.
We thought maybe you guys would just like to just do a show of all phone calls, not you guys calling in.
We thought it might be somebody who would like to converse and not having these little playlets all
doing your little skits for us.
What do you mean by you people? Well, I mean, you people, you're right. That was very incorrect, Buzz.
Mike, sorry.
I'm sorry I did that.
It's a bad thing.
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Don, admit you didn't get up and do show prep today. That's why we're having this show, isn't it?
Hey, douchebag, talking to you people for 3 hours is tougher than reading off a list of funny things.
Then why do this to yourself? We love you.
Well, why do you care?
Very seriously, I have an entire show prepped. Everybody's here ready to do it. We like taking phone calls. This has been a good show today. Are you goofy or are you serious?
I'm goofy.
Okay, then F you.
Yeah.
Seriously,
God,
F you.
Analysts.
We don't like goofy.
F you.
The regular, everyday listener and just has to get his 2 cents in.
Fire truck you.
Damn, I'll steal one from Rosie. Sit and spin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. That guy was a jerk. He was as bad as Tim Sabian. Hey, Mike.
Yes. Right, right.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Mike, why? Why does Morgan Freeman keep talking every time Powers Booth comes up? Why does that happen?
Because it's in your head, challenged friend. Because you are challenged.
Don't say that.
You are. I'm sorry. You're that challenged. Hurt. Hey, it's the politically correct term, Tard.
He's out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You ever suck the cheese out of a little Mikey burger and fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream? Oh, boy, it's good. It's really good. I like it. Oh, damn you!
Is this the segment? Did we ask for the playlists?
No.
Because that's like the fourth one.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show, all-caller show.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, we're doing.
No,
we're,
not another one.
We're doing this today because we're lazy, because we didn't want to do show prep.
Oh. Whoopee!
Hey, what's happening, Belcher?
Is that the real guy?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
So the area code. Stick around.
That's good. Brown. I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, a question for Rob, if I may.
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rob, what is that lame card game called that the Mormons play with the big cards and the bright colors and you've reversed direction and...
Plinko. Oh,
no, called... Uno!
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 Uno! Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I've started wiping with one square of toilet paper, but now I'm going through twice the amount of soap.
You know,
what the hell?
Right.
What has just happened?
This has turned into a hit and run segment.
Uh huh.
What is going on?
Observational comedy on Talent Thursday.
I don't want to misquote that disc jockey from WABC, but if this continues, we are going to have to call the police.
We're going to send squad cars, representatives of the federal government, out to your homes.
We're going to have to send a black and white out to find you.
That's right.
And of course, I mean a black officer and a white officer. Right.
Yeah. Not that you weren't talking about the car.
No, the car.
The car.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to ask Don your stance on cannabis. I know you got busted a few years ago.
Yep.
And it really seems like on the show, I get kind of, except from Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
I really get kind of an anti-cannabis vibe from you, Don.
Not in the least, my friend. I don't participate myself. We talk about it on the show. It's a funny thing to talk about. Listen, I'm a high-profile guy. For God's sakes, a cop pulls me over 15 years ago for driving on a suspended license, and he's still bragging about it today. I got busted for having a couple of joints in my car. I don't do it anymore. It's not a part of my life, but it doesn't mean other people don't, and I certainly am not against it.
All right, so that's cool. You guys aren't against it.
It was this.
All we do is talk about it all the time on the show.
Well, it's a good source of humor, too. I mean, a la Jeff Spicoli. We've had fun with that subject for years. What vibe? I don't understand what vibe you were getting.
Well, like, for example, when you guys had on the Cannabible guy, that was an opportunity to actually get some kind of decent info.
Oh, please, come on.
So you're one of these guys.
You're one of those normal guys. Get out of here.
It's a comedy show.
Who are you?
It's a comedy show.
I don't get what he's talking about because I've just started smoking a lot of grass.
A lot of grass.
It's great. Yeah.
I like it when you say grass like my dad.
I was so high last night because I was using a lot of dope.
Are you on the grass?
Yeah, I was smoking grass and watching Idol.
Have you been smoking Mary Jane?
I was smoking some weed.
You a pothead, Spiewak?
I am. I bought a bong.
Are we having some reefer, Robbie?
I did. What I did is I rolled a towel up and put it on my door so the smoke wouldn't get out, and I just got so high.
He follows me around now. Give me a doobie. Give me a doobie.
It's all me. Yeah, so it was great.
You know, that's like you reach a certain point with all that stuff.
I'd love one of those guys, though. I'd love one of those marijuana guys that was just like that last caller. To just call in and go, hey, okay, I thought if I... No, he was the agenda guy. He's the guy that is so addicted to it that he's got this... that it's so important for him to get the positive vibe about it.
Right. What,
and let me ask this. I'm going to throw this question out to everybody. Good. What is it about that drug, more than any of the more insidious drugs, what is it about that drug that gets people so completely obsessed with making sure everybody else thinks it's okay? And I've always, you know, followed these guys. Like that guy we interviewed, the normal guy. You know, shut up.
Yeah, in a way, it's almost like the gun people.
Yeah. They're the so passionate about
it. Sure, the passion is there. In this case, I think it's because I think a lot of those people feel that marijuana has been unfairly singled out, that, in fact, it's much safer than a lot of the things that are legal, and they just don't think that's fair.
Everyone should just relax have a marijuana cigarette.
This is what Rob
like
is
Rob's going to have to
like. Like Rob.
You roll one in a rolling paper, and then you smoke it like a normal cigarette.
What's the name of the rolling paper?
I use Tops.
Easy Whiters.
And Rob,
they're good too, yes.
Rob, what do you do with that wet towel?
Oh, the wet towel, I get a damp towel and I put it at the base of the door because I don't want any of the marijuana cigarette smoke to seep out.
That's right.
Because God forbid my wife finds out that I'm addicted to grass. It could ruin my marriage, Don.
Could trouble the marriage.
Addicted to grass.
She doesn't like grass.
Hello, Don
the
and
grass.
Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, when you guys finally give the big shot to CBS and retire off to your big fancy houses, could you finally tell the Danny Thomas story on air?
No, there's a reason that we've never been able to tell the Danny Thomas story. It's because of the FCC. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It's going to be your last.
Yeah, so that's great on what conceivably, whatever that day is of our last show. Mm-hmm. We would just put the gun in our mouths and blow our heads off.
And lose the license for the radio station so that they can sue us.
No, we can't do that. And frankly, a good smart listener would have already figured it out.
Put it together.
God knows, especially in the pre-Janet Jackson days.
We've told it at our Las Vegas-style shows, too.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, many times.
I mean, plus we've given out a thousand clues.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be in the coffee table book.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That was a clue right there.
Right on.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Wichita is still the same great town that Buzz remembers.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good call.
Must be very happy.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hello from Reno.
Hi there, what's up?
Am I caller 100?
I like all the cities calling in. I like that. I'm enjoying that. Reno.
Hello, Don and Mike show, all caller show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, this is the guy who brought the giant underwear by the studio for Super Dave.
I remember this guy.
Okay.
That's very nice of you to do that, and I'm sure he's gone through it already.
Good delivery on that.
Love that guy. Do anything for him. Hey, I just wanted to say,
I was very disingenuous.
It was. I liked it, though.
That's the equivalent of, hey, what do you think of that Michael Hughes? I love him to death.
Do anything for him.
How about this weather?
Can I ask you a few, since you said you'd do anything for him, can I ask you a few personal questions, sir?
Sure.
You married, man?
Yes.
You live in a house, apartment, condo?
House.
You got any extra guest room or anything like that?
I have an office. Does he need a place to stay for a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we can all agree that his living conditions are really, I mean, from what we get, it sounds to me that he lives... And correct me if I'm wrong, Don. He lives in a boarding house, right?
Yeah, Super Dave.
He shares a bathroom with like five other people,
Would you do anything for him?
No.
Okay. Oh, see?
Bye!
I mean, there's a limit to your generosity, huh?
He brought underwear.
Hi there.
Hi.
I heard tales that Super Dave is doing commercial reads up in Baltimore now.
Really?
Yeah. I got.
I hope they're paying him for it.
Well, I hope they are too. But I'd love to get a copy.
I hope they put him on the Orioles broadcast.
<That'd be great. laughs>
It's replacing Gary Thorne.
Maybe they should put him on the Orioles.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hey, Don. Mike.
Hi there.
Hey. Two things. I was just wondering if you knew that your resident trainable Tom Gavin, is calling other radio shows.
Yes, we cannot put the wireless fence collar on him to stop him from doing that. Next topic, please.
Excellent. Yes. Number two, I was wondering if the next time Dude Walker does reads for you, if maybe I can make a suggestion.
No.
Of-
no. Thank you for the call.
Thanks
that's
a lot.
What, Mike, that's what I love is the interaction we have on our listeners during the all-caller show.
That was really good give and take. I thought that, you know, he asked a question, you gave him an answer. He asked another question. Well, he made a statement, right. And then you, you know, you basically responded to it. Then he asked a question, you answered it, and he's gone.
Yeah.
Wonderful call.
Pleasant exchange.
Really, it was great.
Better than some of the other calls that we got with the, you know, the aspiring thespians.
Hello, this is the all-caller show, Don and Mike show.
My lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Quick question for you. What do you think this new censorship's going to do to Andrew Dice Clay's comeback? I made you laugh anyway.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
Oh!
Get out of here. Hickory dickory dock. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.